Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The books of the Bible? I hope you can. We're learning the books of the New Testament, aren't we? So that when we look up our Bible verses, it'll be a lot easier. Well, in order to look them up easier, we have to learn them. So we're learning the books of the New Testament. We've already gone over them for many weeks in a row, and now we're reviewing what we've learned. So if you've missed out on some of it in the past, you can listen to previous podcasts to hear and to practice and to learn the books of the New Testament. But let's go ahead and get started with our review. We're going to do every other one. So I'm going to do one, and then you do the next one. Now, if there's like a first and second book or first, second, third, that's going to count as one. So for example, if it's my turn and I have 1 Corinthians, I would say 1 and 2 Corinthians, and then you would do Galatians, and then I would do Ephesians. Okay? So here we go. We're going to do every other one. I'll start. Matthew, Luke, Acts, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Philemon, James, 1 and 2 3 John, Revelation. Good. Let's go ahead and get started with our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. What did we talk about last time? Do you remember? About Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And he gave it as a symbol or an ordinance or something for us to do to remember him. Just like the Jews would celebrate the Passover to remember the Lamb who would come and save them from their sins. Well, Jesus came, so we don't have to celebrate the Passover anymore, but we can celebrate the communion service. Today we're going to continue learning about that service that Jesus gave us. But before we get started, let's pray and ask him to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you for your love and your care, for your angels that take care of us and are right there with us all the time. We pray that we will be more like you as we learn and we study. Send your Holy Spirit to open our eyes and give us understanding so that we can know and understand what we read. Amen. Jesus had just washed the feet of his disciples at their Passover supper, and the very next day he would be the Passover lamb that would die to save us. But Jesus wasn't thinking about himself. No, he wasn't thinking about the terrible things that would happen to him the next day, because he knew what was coming. He was thinking of his dear disciples. They didn't know that the Passover they were celebrating that night would be the very last one that would have any meaning. People might continue celebrating Passover, but it would have no meaning because Jesus would have died for their sins. After Jesus' death, the Passover would not be needed to remind people that the Messiah would come and die. Instead, Jesus started a new ceremony to take the place of the Passover. It is a new way to remind us that he has come and died for us, and that he will come back to take us to his Father's kingdom. The first part of the new ceremony is the part in which we wash each other's feet, just like Jesus washed the disciples' feet before they ate. The next part is the communion service, or the Lord's Supper, and Jesus told its meaning in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 29. We're going to go to Matthew. That's the first book in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 26. Once you find Matthew, then you're going to go to chapter 26. That's towards the back of the book of Matthew, because there's 28 chapters altogether in Matthew. We're in chapter 26. Once you find chapter 26, then you're going to look for verse 26. Those are the little numbers underneath the chapter. Verse 26. And then we're going to read 26, 27, 28, and 29. So Matthew chapter 26, 26 through 29. Here's what it says.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
What does the pure grape juice remind us of? Jesus' blood that he gave to save us. Now, Jesus did not have fermented grape juice or wine. Do you know why? Because fermented grape juice represents sin. Jesus had no sin. So that's why he gave the pure grape juice, fresh grape juice. It is only because he died for us and shed his blood or lost his blood that is why it is possible for our sins to be forgiven. He took the terrible punishment that we deserve so that we can be saved. The wages of sin is death. That means the results of sin, when you sin, the results or the consequences of that sin is death. We should die. But it is only because Jesus died for us that we can live with him. What does the bread represent? Do you know? The bread represents his body, in which he carried our sins to the cross. There he was broken or crucified for us. His body was hurt and torn. The bread that Jesus gave to the disciples did not have any yeast in it, because yeast represents sin. So Jesus had no sin in him, and he died. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. We've been learning the books of the New Testament. So 1 Peter is towards the back of the New Testament. Remember, it's 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2nd, 3 John, Jude, Revelation. 1 Peter is in the back, right after Hebrews, James, 1 and 2nd Peter. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 2. Once you find 1 Peter, then you're going to find chapter 2. This one's a little trickier. 1 Peter is harder to find, and there's also two Peters. So if you're in the wrong one, you might be in 2 Peter. We want to be in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Let's see what that says.
"Who himself bore his sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed."
What did Jesus do for us? He bore our sins. so that we could have what? So that we could have life. We could live for righteousness. It's by Jesus' stripes, by those whip marks on his back, that we can live with him, because he took our sins instead of us. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If this is a little challenging for you, that's okay. You don't have to look it up. But if you want a little more time, just press pause and then you can find it and keep up with us. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Remember, we have our books of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, and 2 Corinthians. We're in 1 Corinthians, so it's right after Romans. 1 Corinthians, then you're going to find chapter 11. Once you find chapter 11, then you're going to read 23 and 24. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. Let's see what that says.
For I received of the Lord that which I have also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Paul is talking about the communion service that Jesus gave to us. He's saying that the bread represents Jesus' body that was broken for us. Jesus is the bread of life, and his life is in his word. As we study his word, the Bible, and as we copy his perfect life, the Holy Spirit will change us. The Holy Spirit will help us to grow, to be just like him. The last verse we're going to look up today is John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Once you find John chapter 6, then we're going to look for the tiny verses, and we're going to look for verse 35. John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, it's the fourth book in the New Testament, chapter 6. That's just a few chapters in. And then look down for those little numbers. We're looking for verse 35, a 3 and a 5. 35, here's what it says.
And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst."
Jesus says that he is the what? The bread of life. And we don't ever have to be hungry if we believe in him, or thirsty. Now, is that talking about real hunger or real thirst? Or is it talking about a spiritual hunger that Jesus helps to fill? I think you're right, a spiritual hunger. Now we're going to flip over one more page to verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. If you get to 7, it's right before that, 63. What does it say about the Spirit?
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are Spirit, and they are life.
The Spirit is the one who gives us life. The Holy Spirit is the one who changes us. There were two men that were standing in a train station, and an express train went by. And it was a really fancy engine. It was the latest. It was shiny. It was fast. It was powerful. It was strong. And they watched as this train pulled all these train cars out of the train station, and it was going pretty fast. And as they sat there, they were admiring it, and they're like, "Wow, that is just such a nice train. Oh, look at how powerful it is and what it can do. And wow, that is just incredible." But then one of them turned to his friend and he said, "You know, that train is only as powerful and only as strong, and it can only go where the rails, the railway tracks, where the rails take it. If you took that train off of the track," he said, "you would not be able to go anywhere, and it would not be powerful, and it wouldn't do its job." That's the same thing about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like the rails for the express train. The Holy Spirit is what helps us to be able to do the job that we were created to do. It is only by the Holy Spirit that we can go through life doing what Jesus has called us to do. Jesus loves you so much. He gave us the communion service, the washing of the feet and the bread and the grape juice. He gave that to us so that we can remember him and remember that he is coming back to take us to live with him forever. Wow. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. How about you? Well, let's pause and let's pray that he will come into our hearts and he will help us to do what he wants us to do. Dear Lord, we pray that you will come into our hearts. Help us to be more and more like you. Help us to follow you. Help us to trust you. Lord, give us your spirit, just like the rails of a train, that it helps the train to do its job. Help us to do the job that you have called us to do, to be kind to others, to be humble, to be a servant. Help us to follow you and your example. In Jesus' name, amen.
John 13:15.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.